I'm Allison Behringer, and this is Bodies, a show about people solving the mysteries of their bodies. A heads up, this episode includes mention of drugs and has some cursing. This episode is best listened to in a quiet place, with headphones on. And if you want a transcript, you can follow along at kcrw.com/bodies or click the link in the show notes. Okay, here's our story.
Hello. Hey. Best thing. My name is Angelina Fenius. I am 34 years old. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, with my parents, and I am currently living with ALS. After I smoke, I'm able to speak for longer. My mom helps me smoke weed every night.
في هنا بتاعت امبارح ولا جبتها بالليل ولا ايه؟
No, it's okay.
هو كله مخدرات وخلاص.
She is this conservative woman from old country. Never in a million years imagined her holding a joint for me.
كده كويس.
I was living in New York City. I was working for Vice Media as a writer and a reporter. I was just enjoying my 20s. Working in media. You're working all day. And then you party. I was extra comfortable with drugs. I've always had a relationship with psychedelic mushrooms. It really started with my left hand. I was having a lot of trouble typing, turning on my blow dryer, little things I was told I have. ALS. There was no cure. I didn't get a time frame of how long I had, but most patients die within 3 to 5 years. I would lose my ability to walk, talk, live independently. And that was very scary. And I was like, no, this is not for me. And I was almost mapping out, like, when I get to a specific point, I'm just going to die with dignity. My mom wanted me to come home way before ALS. I come from a conservative Middle Eastern family, and they just don't let, you know, young unmarried women go gallivanting around, which is exactly what I did. I was always getting into arguments with her over moving back home. And I looked at it as a sort of last resort. I put it off for as long as I could, but eventually I had no choice but to move home. My brother was driving. He came to pick me up. Got in the passenger seat. On the drive back to my parents' house, I remember thinking about my mom. My mom was happy to have me home. And like, of course she was. I was so angry with her. No, Mom, you should be mad. Because I'm mad and upset. And like coming home signifies that I'm losing a big part of me. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat and eat the mushrooms. The mushrooms hit right away. The sunset was fiery. The sky was just filled with colors. And as the sun set, all the lights were streaking. So I can see just long strips of light in the darkness, and it was beautiful. And I just like couldn't remain angry. I remember just feeling calm. I have someone who loves me. I forgave my mom in that moment. Hold on, let me take a break for a sec. I have water, and that's why.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
Okay. We're back with Angelina.
I'm just dosing with cannabis over here, so I can keep talking to you guys. Hold on, let me see my voice. Yeah, it's better. I was officially diagnosed with ALS 6 years ago. As you can imagine, my days are incredibly productive. Even speaking is so much work. We were raised in a society that tells us you're only as good as what you produce. It's hard to overcome that feeling of worthlessness, but over time, I've been a lot kinder to myself. I tell myself often, I love you. And let's see, what can I do with my hands? Well, at this point, I can vape, and I can masturbate. I have one of those, like, old-school wand vibrators that kind of looks like a massager. And that's what I tell my mom it is. So when she gives it to me, I'm like, put it on my back. And then I like use it on my back as a massager. And then eventually I'll turn it down and use it as a vibrator. I don't know what she will do. If I was like, yeah, I use this to come. My dreams are super precious to me now. I had this one lucid dream, and I was dreaming, but I was in control. So immediately, I started jumping up and down and flailing my arms up and down in the air. And the first thing that I did was summon a bunch of bodies and have a massive orgy. in the middle of the orgy, while I was still naked, I got up and threw my fist up in the air because I wanted to fly. I guess my imagination is not that wide. All I did was fuck and fly. I'm not gonna lie, waking up with ALS is the hardest part of my day. I'm like, oh my god, damn it, not this shit again. But you take that pillow off.
Like right here?
Yeah. I've accepted that in the next 5 years I can lie. And I've also accepted that in the next 5 years there will be a treatment that could make my disease more bearable. I'm okay with both of them. I saw a trippy light show advertised. I decided that I wanted to drop acid and go. So I went with my cousin and my caregiver. So my caregiver gave me one tap around 6 p.m. So this show is a synchronization of music and lights, and the patterns are changing colors and swirling into other patterns. It's an escape to a place in your brain that's warm and accepting. All the anger, all the bad emotions are turned off. And I'm in this new, accepting environment, even beyond the trip. Min Min.
بابا بس قلت له ده انك انت نايمه ما اعرفش ان انت صاحيه.
Well, you put them in the pink bags. It's my birthday, so I got flowers for my birthday. And thank you.
Hi. Hi, Nosa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I can. Oh, thank you.
خلي
نتالي تعملوا لك على التليفون بتاعك. اه. ما يصير يا ماما.
انا ماما بوي.
اه.
ماما بوي. من.
ماشي هروح انام.
انا طيبة يا نص.
انا راح انام بقى.
We recorded this episode remotely over the course of 4 days with the help of Angelina's caregivers. Thank you, Melissa Ownby and Natalie Cooper, for your help. And thank you to Angelina for sharing her story. You can follow Angelina on Twitter at NotSoVanilla. Her feed is just as blunt and entertaining as you'd expect. We're also going to be sharing links to articles she's written and videos that she's produced. You can find these links, the transcript, and a link to the Bodies Facebook group in the show notes or by going to kcrw.com/bodies. You can follow Bodies on Twitter and Instagram at Bodies Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Albie Tweetin, ALBTWEETIN, and on Instagram at Albie1919. And if you like Bodies, please consider writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find the show. This episode was produced by me, Allison Behringer. Hannah Harris-Green is our associate producer. Kristen Lepore is our managing producer. Story editing by Bethany Denton, with additional editorial support from Caitlin Pierce and Cassius Adair. Original score and sound design by Dara Hirsch. Mixing by Mike Dodge Weitzkopf. Translation help from Lila Hassan. Research support from Liz Charkey. Special thanks to Jeff Empman, James T. Green, Sharon Mashihi, and Kalalia. Cover artwork by Sarah Bachman. Episode art by Nika King. Bodies is supported and distributed by KCRW. Special thanks to the whole KCRW team. See you in 2 weeks for our final episode of season 2 of Bodies.